Track 84. Page 81. Exam practice. EGE listening task 1.
Задание 1. Вы услышите 6 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего A, F и утверждениями, данными в списке 1-7. Используйте каждое утверждение, обозначенное соответствующей цифрой, только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись дважды. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker A. I've lived in the countryside all my life, and some people would say that country living has its advantages. But I think when I'm older, I'll move to the city, to study at university, perhaps. What I don't enjoy about living on a farm is that there aren't enough people to talk to. I mean, there are people in the small town nearby, and the town has some local facilities, but out here it gets really boring. Speaker B.
Life on a farm sounds interesting to me, but maybe that's because I've never visited one. I imagine it's quite peaceful, with open fields and quiet starry nights. I'm sure there's a lot of work involved, but most of the time, life is probably very relaxing. Maybe I think this way because living in the city is very stressful, with all the noise and air pollution. I really wouldn't mind a break from all that.
Speaker C.
I know what it's like to work on a farm. I've done farm chores many times in the past. It's necessary work, of course. I mean, where does the milk and produce in the shops come from? Right? Still, I really have no interest in becoming a farmer. I'd much rather work in a science lab doing research. And in a big city, you can do almost anything you want, especially when you're talking about work.
Speaker D.
Every year, my family and I visit my cousin's family on their farm in the countryside. I have a great time with my cousin, Jane. She's got a really good life. It's quite easy to get around because there are no traffic jams. She doesn't have to deal with crime or air pollution. She goes to a school with fewer children and she spends more time with her teachers. Jane's lucky.
Speaker E.
Last summer, I stayed with my aunt and uncle in the countryside. They've got a livestock farm with chickens, cows and pigs. Every morning, my uncle would wake me up and take me out to milk the cows. That's quite an experience. I was afraid the cows might kick me, but they seemed very calm. Then we'd gather eggs from the chicken coop and feed the pigs. I quite liked doing all those farm activities.
Speaker F.
Every year, my parents try to persuade me to stay with my grandmother on her farm. I love Grandma a lot, and I enjoy seeing her during the holidays, but the thought of staying in the countryside for 2 months doesn't interest me. There's no cinema, no cafe to go to with friends, no sporting venues. What would I do with myself? No, I prefer to be in the city, where I can do all those things and more.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again. Speaker A. I've lived in the countryside all my life, and some people would say that country living has its advantages. But I think when I'm older, I'll move to the city, to study at university, perhaps. What I don't enjoy about living on a farm is that there aren't enough people to talk to. I mean, there are people in the small town nearby, and the town has some local facilities, but out here it gets really boring. Speaker B.
Life on a farm sounds interesting to me, but maybe that's because I've never visited one. I imagine it's quite peaceful, with open fields and quiet starry nights. I'm sure there's a lot of work involved, but most of the time, life is probably very relaxing. Maybe I think this way because living in the city is very stressful, with all the noise and air pollution. I really wouldn't mind a break from all that.
Speaker C.
I know what it's like to work on a farm. I've done farm chores many times in the past. It's necessary work, of course. I mean, where does the milk and produce in the shops come from, right? Still, I really have no interest in becoming a farmer. I'd much rather work in a science lab doing research. And in a big city, you can do almost anything you want, especially when you're talking about work.
Speaker D.
Every year, my family and I visit my cousin's family on their farm in the countryside. I have a great time with my cousin, Jane. She's got a really good life. It's quite easy to get around because there are no traffic jams. She doesn't have to deal with crime or air pollution. She goes to a school with fewer children and she spends more time with her teachers. Jane's lucky.
Speaker E.
Last summer, I stayed with my aunt and uncle in the countryside. They've got a livestock farm with chickens, cows and pigs. Every morning, my uncle would wake me up and take me out to milk the cows. That's quite an experience. I was afraid the cows might kick me, but they seemed very calm. Then we'd gather eggs from the chicken coop and feed the pigs. I quite liked doing all those farm activities.
Speaker F.
Every year, my parents try to persuade me to stay with my grandmother on her farm. I love Grandma a lot, and I enjoy seeing her during the holidays, but the thought of staying in the countryside for 2 months doesn't interest me. There's no cinema, no cafe to go to with friends, no sporting venues. What would I do with myself? No, I prefer to be in the city, where I can do all those things and more.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.